Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief and columnist for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, what's this I'm reading in your article today about the Legislative Pay Raise Commission?
Yeah, apparently the Legislative Pay Raise is not dead, the idea at least. The governor in his budget is going to propose a commission, a three-person commission, to consider pay raises for lawmakers, which they haven't had since 1999, and agency commissioners. But there's a caveat, and that caveat is he wants reforms attached to it, including things like a cap on outside income of lawmakers. And for the first time, he wants a two-tier legislative salary structure where those who don't have any outside income would make more than those who do.
And the other big story here is the minimum wage. The governor calling for a raise in New York City of $11.50 an hour and statewide $10.50 an hour. But you say it could be a roadblock here from the state Senate.
Yeah, the Senate Republicans really don't want to do it again. But the governor is going to include it in his budget, which gives him a lot of power to try and get them to bend to his will. He can obviously do political horse trading, give the Republicans stuff they want in exchange for it. Or he could really, if he really wants it, threaten and say, look, you know, if you don't want it, it's going to be in the final budget. Otherwise, shut the government down.
Obviously, we will be witness to the State of the State address this Wednesday. And this was moved as a result of the death of Mario Cuomo. And I assume that some of these items and more might be gleaned as we listen to what the governor says on Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been rolling out a lot of what he plans to do. The big issues that we still haven't seen are he said he's going to unveil education reform proposals that are going to put him at war with the teachers' unions and educational establishment, as well as criminal justice reforms in the wake of the Eric Garner case and the two police officers shot in New York City.
We've been speaking with Ken Lovett. He is the New York Daily News Albany Bureau Chief and the columnist on Monday. You can always read his journalism at nydailynews.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. I'm guaranteeing you Ken won't mind. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.
You too.